As you just heard, Somalia is a growing source of homeless nomads. The country is one of several African hotspots on Andrew Meldrum's radar. Andrew Meldrum is deputy managing editor of GlobalPost.com. And Andrew, quite the saga we just heard there in Philip's story of the Somali man who ended up in Denver by way of Libya, Malta, Germany, and Italy. Somalis, as we know, go to great lengths to flee what has been a rudderless state for almost two decades now. What do you see ahead for Somalia, especially for U.S. interests there, which are considerable?
For 2011, to be honest, I see more of the same, which is the world's kind of most failed state. And the government there that is supported by the United States, by the African Union, by the United Nations, is very shaky. When they say it's a government, it only controls a few city blocks of the capital and only with the help of a lot of troops. And so it's under fire from the rebels of al-Shabaab, which is allied with al-Qaeda. Is this state going to fall in a key part of Africa? Is that going to fall to an al-Qaeda ally?
And is the United States really as unable to do anything about this as it sounds?
It's not just the United States. I would say it's the entire international community, including the African Union.
Which is there.
They have 8,000 troops there, and they're Ugandan troops, Rwandan troops, and they're increasing their number of troops. But I don't see things changing except for this volatility to continue.
All right. Well, there is some change ahead for Sudan, where residents are heading to the polls in just a few days from now for a January 9th referendum on a possible split for the country, a split that would mean that South Sudan would become a separate country the size of Texas. What's at stake there in Sudan?
It's a big story. There's going to be a vote to determine whether or not South Sudan can become an independent country. And it has a lot of oil. The oil in South Sudan has been supplying wealth to the northern-based government. And the people of South Sudan say they have been starved of development. So they want control of their own resources, control of their own oil. It's also a kind of, it's on the fault line between Black Africa and Arab Africa. And the northern-based government is Muslim. It has Sharia law. And, of course, it's widely accused of carrying out atrocities in Darfur also. So it could see, with the vote, it could see a peaceful separation and independence of a new country. It also could be a situation where the northern part of Sudan says, no, you can't become independent, and it returns to civil war. And remember, Sudan had a civil war for 20 years. And so it's really something that we all have to watch. It could be good news. It could be bad news.
All right. We go now to Zimbabwe, where you spent so much of your career, Andy. 86-year-old President Robert Mugabe says he's going to run for another five-year term in the election tentatively now set for next June. Zimbabwe itself is so key to the stability throughout Africa. What should we be looking for?
It's really a question of whether or not there's going to be a violent election campaign. Robert Mugabe has made it clear he doesn't want to go into the coalition with the opposition party. He has new money from the diamond mines. He's going to be advertising, but he's also putting his youth militia into the rural areas, and people are already being threatened with violence. And so there's a lot of worry that this is going to be a violent election campaign.
Andy, I wonder, in summary, since we're just focusing on really the difficult points in Africa, where the continent is in terms of stability on a larger level.
I'd like to point out that Africa really was the seat of the best good news story of 2010, which was the success of the World Cup. And that was a major success, you know, for the whole continent.
Even though it happened in South Africa.
It was in South Africa, but the whole continent rejoiced in that, and it was a great success. And as I say, it was probably the best good news story of all of 2010. Africa has lots of other small good news stories. There is progress being made in health, in environmental, particularly in alternative energy projects in South Africa, in Kenya, in Uganda that I know about, wind, solar, also using methane gas. So there are a lot of things being done, and I'm looking forward to finding those stories in 2011 and writing about them, because Africa really does have a lot of promise.
Okay. Andrew Meldrum, deputy managing editor of GlobalPost.com in Boston, talking to us about the key stories to watch for in Africa in 2011. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you very much, Lisa.